QFM 96, Ohio's Best Rock, Seeger, Torg, and Elliott, 923. Our next guest, Dave Berg, producer of Jay Leno's Tonight Show, author behind the curtain, an insider's view of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. Friend of the program, we had him in studio, and we wanted to bring him on because Stephen Colbert debuted last night.
Great guy. Good morning, Dave Berg. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, what'd you think last night?
Well, I have to say I would give Colbert a B+.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you saw it, but I felt like there were some really high moments there. He sang the Star Spangled Banner in different states, and Stewart came out and said in the videotape piece and said, "Play ball." That was terrific. He did a tribute to David Letterman. That was great. There were a lot of bits. I felt like he was trying a little bit too hard, and honestly, I still don't know who Stephen Colbert is. It's like he was doing improv throughout the show, but I give him a B+, and I think there's a lot of potential.
Is it going to be just like The Daily Show, though? I mean, you look at the guests just last night alone with Clooney and the Jon Stewart cameo. Is it just going to be a slam the right every night type thing?
I have to say, he has to be very careful with that. He did a monologue which was all Donald Trump jokes, which is fine, but what about Hillary jokes? And also, he implied that Trump was a racist, that he was involved with the KKK. He needs to be really careful with that. But I do have to give him credit. He did a nice job with Jeb Bush.
I was going to ask you, because you booked Obama for Jay Leno, would Jeb Bush be the guy if you were going to go? Would you go political your first night? Would Jeb Bush be the guy if you were going to go that direction?
If I'm Colbert, that's exactly what I would do. But honestly, I would have gotten a better candidate. I would have tried to get Trump. But nevertheless, I thought it was a really good and a sharp booking, because what Colbert is trying to do, he's trying to go after the other guys where they're weak. And I'd have to say Jimmy Fallon, who's a true powerhouse and a great, great late-night host, is not a good interviewer. So I think that that's what Colbert is trying to do.
Yeah, and for Colbert to say, I mean, they announced, you know, what, 2 weeks ago that they were going to go after Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. And then I thought it was funny. And then all of a sudden, Fallon's got Trump. He would have never had Trump.
Exactly. Colbert and his staff set the agenda with that whole thing.
So that's a good thing then, I think, that we're back to some of that in the late night, kind of like the old Dick Cavett days.
I totally agree with you, but I also thought David Letterman was a good interview, and to a certain extent, Jay Leno. I happen to like interviews, and basically, we haven't seen them with today's late night hosts.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's so true. So, especially Fallon.
And see, Dave, I'm not a big Fallon fan because he has, you know, Bradley Cooper, singing a song with his zipper or something like that. It's just not my thing. Is Fallon doing better than what Jay was doing in the ratings?
No, he's not. He's actually not doing quite as well, but he hasn't lost the audience, and he's brought in a lot of people through social media.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing now. And then, was it just me, or did Letterman, he kind of got like a second wind that final few weeks of his show, knowing that he was going out, of course. But prior to that, it seemed like he'd phoned it in the last 5 years of his show there. And then at the very end, you saw a glimpse of, well, that's what it should have been the whole time.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's like he just sort of laid down and played dead, except for those last couple of weeks.
Right. And it did nothing but remind everybody of what a great show it used to be and what it could have been.
Absolutely. It's like he just gave up, I think, once Jimmy Fallon, you know, came on the scene, grabbed the ratings. And it's like Letterman didn't even try. He didn't even try, for instance, to go after social media. Didn't even try.
Hey, Dave. Dave Berg's with us, author, producer of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Behind the Curtains, his book, you can find it at Amazon.com, all the major bookstores. So tell us what goes on now. New show with Stephen Colbert. What is like today like? Are they getting up like right now there? Are they all stressed out? Are they going over bits? Tell us what a day is like early on in a new talk show.
Well, I think they're going over last night's show. What worked? What didn't work? What are they going to do? I think that Colbert hasn't really emerged. I don't have a clear picture of what that show is going to be about because they overfilled it. There was just, it was almost like there was too much material in it. and I think they're evaluating last night's show and going from there.
I think it's interesting that Kimmel and Conan both in L.A. and now there's two back in New York City with Fallon and Colbert. I think it's interesting that each coast has two major talk shows.
Absolutely, yeah. To be honest with you, it makes me sad every time I go past the old studio at NBC in Burbank, and it's just sort of empty.
Hey, how many?
That's where the ghost of Johnny Carson lives.
Actually, we always felt that.
Dave Boo.
Hey, Dave, do you know off the top of your head how many, is it a veteran staff there with Colbert? Because I'd have to assume, I mean, did they keep, when you did the Tonight Show, did they keep any Johnny's people or maybe some veteran late night writers? Because I'd have to think with Colbert, he has to have some veterans on that staff, right?
He brought over almost his entire staff.
From his other show.
Usually what happens when the new guy comes in, bam, it's all new staff.
Right.
It was still Colbert, so he brought over some of his staffers, which I think can be a plus. But I think with him, it can be a problem because his show, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, was basically slamming conservatives. For 9 years, he was slamming conservatives with those very same writers who have come over with him to the new show. Well, they better learn how to, be a little more even-handed with their humor.
Mainstream, yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, how long do you give Stephen Colbert, like when you have your, analysis coming in or the network, how long do they say before your audience settles in? Obviously last night everybody's watching for the first show. When do you either tune out or tune in and then you have your regular set audience?
Well, it's really it's a very good question. I'm not sure I have an answer because late night is a long distance race, and also CBS is so invested in this. Late night has become so important. What if Colbert fails? You'll never know it because they'll never admit it. They'll always say, "Well, he may not be getting the ratings, but he's sure getting the social media."
Yeah,
I would say 6 months.
Dave Berg is with us here, and is it possible for Conan to be able to compete in the exact same arena with the other three, given that he's on TBS? That has to be a hindrance. He's kind of like too far removed, I would think.
He's really not a player anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's the impression I get. Oh. And it's a shame because he's so good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dave, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it, man. You're on the West Coast. You got up early, 6:15 in the morning for us. We really appreciate it, man.
Hey, have me back anytime. I'll get up at 4:30.
Beautiful. Come in studio if you're back at Christmas.
Well, we're coming back during Thanksgiving.
Beautiful.
Come on in, man.
You're in.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
Dave Berg, the author there, Behind the Curtain, the insider view of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. I read a good book, man, and I only read like one book a year.